Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, the big question that's been on all of our minds is, Harrison Ford, does he still like the sausage?
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's a big question. I want to know.
I guess we all want to know because he was on Ellen and he was talking about the fact that, hey, guess what I'm not doing? I'm not eating meat or dairy anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he vegan?
His reason isn't about any philosophy. Apparently, it's just he's just like, I got tired of eating meat, that's all.
You changed your diet or something, I read.
I did.
What are you doing now?
Practically nothing. I eat vegetables and fish.
That's good. That's very healthy for you.
No dairy. What was the other thing?
Meat.
It's really boring.
I know, but the fact that you can stick to it is pretty impressive because it is hard to eat really, really clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Did you do it for some kind of reason, or you just decided it's probably better for me?
I just decided I was tired of eating meat.
Huh. Boy, I don't know if I'll ever get to that point.
Nope. He just sounds tired in general. Did he just wake up?
Yeah, he does.
Does he not know he's being interviewed on television? Like, he just seems like bored with the idea of even being on with Ellen.
How old is he now? I mean, it could
69
be
69 or something.
He could be.
I think like 77.
Yeah, he could just be tired.
Yeah. He's 77 years old. Nailed it, Rev.
So he's just Rev's right. Maybe he's just tired.
But it's funny though. He says I eat vegetables and fish, but I don't eat meat.
Well,
last I checked, I think isn't fish a vegetable?
I think everybody thinks red meat is meat, but you're right. Yeah, if some people will call themselves vegetarians, you go, well, you're still eating fish, so it's really not being a vegetarian.
They're a pescatarian.
There you go. I don't care what kind of streets they cross. I don't want to talk to them.
Or if your mom, it was my mom. Every time she comes, even though she knows my wife is vegan, will be like, "Do you want some of these meatballs?" And I said, no, they have meat in them, and I'm vegan. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the next day, we'll be eating something like, so you want some of my chicken parmesan? Vegan. I don't eat any meat. Yeah. What about lobster? You eat lobster?
Lobster is not, yes.
It's like, how many times do you have to go through this, Mom?
Wait, chicken parm isn't vegan?
It's not.
Well, it's parm. When we parm it, don't we take away the meat part of it?
Oh, is that what it is?
When you bread it, it becomes delicious non-meat, doesn't it?
It's just so funny. Every time we have to have this conversation, I'm just like, at what point are you going to get it?
Yeah, and I guess you realize now, I guess you're not going to get it.
No.
So the answer, no, I'm full. Thank you, though. Really sweet of you to offer. Because it's like, when do you just stop saying the same thing over and over again to somebody?
Oh, I'll never stop.
Yeah?
Because I find I'm entertained by it. No, Mom, she's vegan. That means she does not eat any meat.
Oh, so you just like, hey, Mom, here we go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. And this is why people don't want to go back and see their relatives. and I hope I don't become that guy. You know, but then again, I mean, you know, are we all headed towards Harrison Ford land? Where I couldn't pick up the fork. I mean, is that why I don't eat meat? Because I don't know.
Do you think he's just tired of, like, reading about, like, you know, the health issues that maybe some people, you know, depending on what movie, documentary you watch, you're going to be told one thing or the other.
Well, I think at 77, I'd be like, does it matter?
Right, I've made it this far.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I heard Keith Richards. I heard Keith Richards gave up smoking.
Oh, that's trouble.
I was like, what are you doing? You're 100 years old. At this point, why are you giving that up? Whatever damage it's done, it's done. I don't think you can do much more damage at this point.
What if it's the only thing holding him together?
Yeah, you're absolutely
something
right.
Along those lines.
You hear some of those stories sometimes where someone's like, okay, I'm now completely clean and sober, and then they get sick.
Done.
Right.
Yeah. Happened to Sam Kinison. He got completely clean and sober. Of course, then he got in a car accident, which is ironic because I heard he was sober at the time when he got in the car accident.
Yeah.
You know, and you felt like, boy, if there was any time you would have thought he would have gotten a car accident, it wouldn't have been because he was sober, because, you know, Sam, he liked his stuff.
I think once I hit my 80s, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is just going to be ice cream.
Awesome.
At that point, what does it matter?
Yeah. That's my mother-in-law's got a freezer filled with Klondikes. Her house is the greatest.
It's like, oh, what do you have for breakfast? A vanilla bean. Yeah. What about for lunch? Salted caramel.
Oh, yeah.
What about dinner? A good Neapolitan.
Oh, of course. You know what? You've got a nice selection right there.
That'd be so awesome.
Yeah.
I probably won't do that because that's like, you know.
You get sick of it, though.
You think?
Oh, because I
like to find out.
The guy that worked at the donut shop, he really said he was sick of it. And I thought, how could you be sick of it? They're donuts. I love them. And he's like, no, believe me, you'll get sick of them. Yeah. If you're me and you live there and you can have them as much as you want.
That's not happening.
Yeah. So maybe I'd get sick of meat. I don't know. But see, I was a vegetarian for 20 years. So I feel like I've already taken my time off of meat.
You have a lot of catching up to do.
I have a lot of catching up to do.
I couldn't eat Dairy Queen for the longest time.
Because what, you worked there?
Yeah, because I worked there for. Wow. I mean, it was still delicious, but I just, coming home smelling like sour milk and like ice cream every day, it was just like, I lost my taste for this because it just sits on your clothes and just turns to sour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh, you get it all over you and then it gets sour. Yeah. Oh, that would turn me.
See, the scent of that would make me want to eat it more.
I know.
I think that's aversion therapy. Like when something you like just turns into a sour mess.
It was weird.
Ooh.
What about other ice creams, though?
Yeah, others was fine, but for I would eat Baskin Robbins in that time, and then I got back on the
fancy.
Were you afraid that your bosses might find out though?
Yeah,
eating the competition.
That would be great because now with all the social networking, just seeing a DQ employee with a Baskin Robbins in his hand.
Why'd you get fired? I was hitting the other.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't taking a bath in the sink like a Pizza Hut, but I was eating a Baskin Robbins.
I was a bad employee.
Yeah.
They had 31 flavors. What do you want from me?
Yeah, exactly. Come on. I mean, seriously. At Dairy Queen, what do we got? The three? What do we got? White,
what
brown?
White and what flavor
vanilla,
is brown?
Whatever. Chocolate, jeez. Vanilla. I mean, that's how
you're so old you forgot the flavors of ice cream, dude.
It's the white ice cream. I'd like that, please. Or the brown one. Or, you know what? Let's mix it up.
Yeah, I did forget.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Sir,
what happened?
I'd like a soft serve cone, please. What flavor? White.
Sir, excuse me, sir, Mr. Ford, why is it you didn't know it was vanilla? I just got tired. I just called it
white. You're like a little kid. You're like, that's a cool bike you have there. What kind of bike is it?
It's green.
It's green.
That's not the brand.
Yeah. So yeah, I would like that green ice cream, please, with the brown dots. I'd like that, please.
Ooh. Oh, mint chocolate chip?
Yeah, the green one with the brown dots. Thank you.
At first, I was thinking pistachio, but then
the brown dots
made me realize what you wanted.
Now you know what's up.
See, I speak old.
These people, good. Get used to it. Here's a question for you. Why would people call 911 about cell phones and baby formula? Yep, Steve's calling 911 again.
Yes.
He'll tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day.
not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Kia PR for giving us the Migs Report. And it's a special day, especially with Girl Scout cookies out there.
Yeah.
It's National Chocolate Mint Day. So get yourself a thin mint. Ooh, put it in your belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Samoa guy myself, but I mean, I won't turn down a thin mint.
This isn't about you trying to get that Samoa agenda out there. We're celebrating Thin Mint Day.
The Samoa agenda.
Talk about Samoa.
You don't see me going, you know what, instead of having that, have a tag along because it's a far superior cookie.
Well, because everybody knows it's not.
Well, that's because everybody's stupid.
Wow. That's what it is.
Okay. Leaving it at that. Hot take.
Hot take. Everybody's stupid.
Enjoyed a tag along yesterday.
Yeah. And?
It was glorious in my mouth.
Yeah. I didn't put the rest
in the freezer, so I like them nice and frozen. They're good.
Yeah, Thin Mints are good that way, too.
Let me put both in the freezer.
Oh, good for you kids.
That's what we do.
Oh, you're living the life.
Dude, aren't we?
Yeah, you really are.
Living that Girl Scout cookie life.
Woo, people are just jelly? They are.
You had to use the word jelly.
I sure did. Yeah. It's the only way. I mean, then you know they're really jealous. It's the one thing if they're jealous, but if they're jelly, oh, you know you just won.
Let's talk about this. A couple of calls to 911, very odd ones that are in the news today. First one being in Ohio, a 36-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Apparently her parents, she's 36.
Okay.
Her parents are still paying for her cell phone.
Oh, hey.
How old are your kids?
Joe's only 31, but it's, you know, But you know what? He's getting there. Now he has a record to beat.
So what do you think? You think in 5 years he'll still have his cell phone paid for pops?
Oh, yeah.
By pops?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I'm just training them so that they will pay for everything for me when all of a sudden I'm not working.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Yeah, it's, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. I think you're training them to find sugar mamas and sugar daddies.
Yeah. Well, that will work too, as long as I can be part of that gravy train.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Johnny Rubbers.
Yep.
Yeah, he's the one fork over the cash.
He's the only one working for himself. Everybody else in the family doing netting.
Oh, this woman, she's not happy. Her parents are like, yeah, you have to start paying for your own cell phone bill. Yep. You're 36 years old. They cut her off last Thursday. So what did she do? She called the cops. She called 911 saying, can you please come to my house because my parents cut off my cell phone service.
What?
Yeah, they said, you can't call for that emergency. That's not an emergency. Stop calling us. She kept calling back.
Okay.
And that's when they showed up and arrested her.
Yeah.
Apparently, she was belligerent when they arrested her. And she said, yeah, cutting off my cell phone service is a legitimate emergency.
Oh, God, she's an idiot.
Now, on the flip side, here's another one that's kind of interesting because even though I don't know if it's a legitimate emergency, it's cool how the cops handled it. There's a woman in Utah. Her name is Shannon. Apparently, she woke up. Her breast milk was dried up. She had nowhere to go.
Oh.
Her four kids were asleep. Her husband was out of town. And she started panicking. I need some breast milk. So she called the cops. She called 911. And she said, hey, I just need you guys to watch my house while I run to the store to get some more baby formula. Cops are like, all right, we'll show up. And they showed up and they picked up the baby formula for her.
Oh, that's nice.
See, now I'm starting to think maybe that idea of doing Boober, which was supposed to be an Uber type of ride sharing service, you know, driven by strippers.
Yes, of course.
Maybe we need to change the concept and have Boober be a service that goes and gets you baby formula.
Oh, I thought you were going to have wet nurses just come by and just feed the baby with their own
what
boobers.
Gross thing do you think I...
Well, why would you call it Boober at that point?
Because her boobs in need of milk. I don't know.
Okay.
I just like the name Boober.
You just like Boober. That's probably what it is. Okay. Is that your favorite performer, Justin Boober?
Ah. Rev, don't encourage that.
Sorry, couldn't help it.
He's a boob lieber.
Ah. Now you've lost the rev.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know.
Remember this guy we talked about? He was in Indiana. He had the tattoo "Crime Pays" on his forehead.
Oh, that guy.
And of course, he got in trouble with the law because he was. He ran from the cops, and they were in a high speed chase or something along those lines. And he got arrested, and of course, there's his mugshot says "Crime Pays." Well, he's been arrested again.
Really?
For the second time since December. Just living up to the tattoo, man. Similar reason. He led cops on a big car chase. His name's Donald Murray. He's 38 years old, and he got busted for doing that. He led them through a short pursuit through several Indiana streets, and yes, still rocking that "Crime Pays."
Okay, so let me get this straight. The guy basically leads the cops on a chase, and somehow he's able to be out of jail, get in another vehicle, and do it again.
Yes.
Why am I obeying the law? Apparently, it doesn't. If you break the law, apparently it's not a problem because you can break it as many times as you want.
Well, maybe you should go to the tattoo shop and get "Crime Pays" on your forehead.
Yeah. Where does this happen? Indiana?
Indiana.
Well, you know what? They say that everybody's coming here to Seattle. A lot of the criminals are coming here, but I don't know. Indiana seems to be a friendly place. Seems like you break the law, you don't even get in trouble.
Hey, Seahawks fans, not sure how you're feeling about this. Obviously, it's something to add some more depth to the tight end position because, you know, last year they did have some injuries, some issues. Yeah. But a nice little pickup by the Seahawks, picking up Greg Olsen.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, they got a one-year deal worth $7 million with $5.5 million guaranteed money. He's a little bit older. I think he's in his mid-30s, 35, if I remember correctly. Had some injuries, but if he could stay healthy, definitely not a bad thing for Russell Wilson to be targeting.
Well, I mean, yeah, that position's been tough for us, man. Yep. I mean, you know,
Disley, Will Disley gets injured.
Yeah, Luke went down.
Yeah. I mean, Ed Dixon's still on the team. I don't remember the last time he played with them, but he's constantly almost better. So I'd imagine that they're kind of done with the Ed Dixon project. Luke Wilson's going into free agency this upcoming season. I don't know if they're going to bring him back.
Yeah.
Jacob Hollister did a pretty decent job, but you can't just rely on that guy. So, and Russell Wilson says that he feels that they need to pick up some, you know, some guys to help out on the offense. And Greg Olsen definitely someone that falls in line with that.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
No, no. Be interesting to see. Hopefully he stays healthy. That's the most important part.
Yeah, that's the key.
Congratulations to the Seattle Thunderbirds. You know, they do that big hockey challenge where they raise money for the Ronald McDonald House that happened this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And the T-Birds and all the people that were contributing to the hockey challenge to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House raised $200,000.
That's amazing.
So now it's $6.6 million that they've raised in the past 22 years.
Oh, nice.
Not a bad thing. Just showing hockey community gathering and rallying and making good things happen.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of hockey, I just love this story. I came across it and I thought it was just hilarious. As a college hockey player, his name is Ben Zarjag. It's Zargaj. And apparently was not a very good hockey player. You know, he was just a backup goalie doing what he does. But, you know, a lot of these websites out there, they profile collegiate athletes or high school athletes and put all the stats out there for you to read. And they stay up there on the internet forever. Well, he wasn't happy about that, so he wrote Elite Prospects, which is a website that does it for hockey players, asking them to delete his stats because they were so bad.
Oh.
It's a pretty funny letter. I mean, he's just having some fun. He just says, yeah, I don't want to ever see my awful stats again. And the letter is great because it says, after years of being a bench warmer, a few minutes of being a starter, years of failure and a few minutes of success, as my goaltending career has finally come to an end. Long story short, my career was the dictionary definition of mediocre. And he lists some of his stats, makes fun of himself for that. He says, the only thing hockey gave me was the love for the boys. And unfortunately, Elite Prospects doesn't have a stat for that. With all that being said, I'm kindly asking the folks to either delete my pathetic profile so I never have to see it again, or just add in my bio, mediocre career, but loves the boys, and the boys love him. And then he also wrote, I went to a senior party in high school. I got loaded with the boys. And the school found out I got suspended for 5 games, never started a game. So he's given some more information about his playing career.
Yes, of course.
The best part is Elite Prospects. They posted on their Twitter. Now you go to his profile. No stats. All it says is mediocre career, but loves the boys, and the boys love him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
So they actually did do that.
They listened to him.
Oh, that's fantastic.
As far as weather, 51 degrees and sun, and that's the Migs Report, and that's what's up. Oh, and if you're looking for a great concert to go to tonight, Showbox at the Market, the Glorious Sons are playing tonight.
Oh, that's right. You're going.
Oh, you bet your ass I'm going.
All right. Whoa. Almost geez, take it easy, boys. Right.
Wouldn't miss it.
Wow.
Wouldn't miss it, even though it's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, you and the wife are going, right?
First date night.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. That's right. You're going without the baby.
Well, we tried to get her a fake ID in time, but
yeah,
it's stuck in customs somewhere.
Well, dude, there, you know, we've seen people bringing their babies to concerts, and you go, I hope they got, like, earplugs for some, you know, so.
It was a 21 and up show.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, you know, even if you could bring her in there, I would hope you wouldn't bring her in there, because we've seen people that do that. And
yeah.
You go, what are you bringing your baby to a loud concert for, you know, and I don't always see headphones on the kid, and I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, I don't know when that time is going to come, but I definitely plan on getting those big-ass earphone things that you see. I think that's so cute. When you see a kid at a concert and they have those noise canceling heads, not just like little earplugs, like the thing that covers like pretty much their entire head.
Yeah, just because you got to protect those little ears, man.
Absolutely,
because I know firsthand you can get tinnitus at a young age.
Yeah,
in ringing of the ears because you do ear damage like that. And unfortunately, I don't know what my life was before I was adopted, but I have a feeling that you know, before I was adopted, I think I was around a lot of loud noise.
What if you were like, maybe one of your parents was like in like the, I don't know, the Doobie Brothers or something like that, and you had no idea?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
And they took you on the road, but you were just too much to handle, so they're like, we got to get rid of this kid.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool if that was the thing? Like some big concert person, like a rock star or somebody.
You should just say that.
Yeah, you don't know, so you can just make up any story you
You're
want.
Right, I was left on a doorstep. It's very possible they were just on tour and they stopped in Boston and just kept going.
I mean, if you look at the tour dates, it all aligns perfectly.
It surely does.
Yes.
Yeah, it surely, surely does. And maybe it was Ozzy.
Oh,
how about
Black Sabbath.
What if Ozzy could be my dad? Wouldn't that be something?
How old is Ozzy? Is he old enough to be your dad?
71.
I mean, sort of.
He would have been 12, I think.
You don't know what he's been up to. I mean, he was a rock star.
Yeah. Hey, 12 years old, he probably was a rock star.
Come here, you.
Close enough.
Hey, get a wheel. I don't know the doctor, you're special.
Why'd you bring up Ozzy, though?
Well, because Ozzy, of course, I don't know if you haven't heard, had to cancel his tour
because
of all of his health issues.
He's battling Parkinson's, I guess.
Yeah. So Sharon Osbourne's got a show. It's like The View, but it's called The Talk. And I think actually it's now even more popular than The View. And so it's a talk show. I think it's on CBS. And she was on there and she was talking about the medical treatment Ozzy's getting for Parkinson's and what led to the decision of him canceling the tour.
We spoke to the doctor who Ozzy is going to see in Switzerland, and he looked at Ozzy's itinerary and he said, you know, you're going to be here a while. And we're like, yeah, 2 weeks, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, maybe up to 8. So I'm like, okay, thanks a lot. Mm-hmm. So we have to stay there a while.
8 weeks, and it is... consider a different kind of treatment than what we would normally know. It's not something you get in the U.S., so they're trying some revolutionary treatment for Parkinson's.
I hope it works. That'd be a game changer.
And so that's 8 weeks of whatever they're going to do to him. And I hope it does work. But, you know, sometimes this treatment, it's revolutionary. It's new. It may not be 100% something that would work because, you know, it hasn't been approved by anybody. But
right.
It's the best thing they got, the best option they have, I guess, as opposed to what they normally would have.
I mean, at that point, I'd imagine, you know, I mean, he's Aussie. He can afford anything, so he probably just off and go wherever and try anything. I mean, at this point in his life, I think he's willing to give anything a shot.
And Sharon says that the fans have been surprisingly understanding.
Do you know, I went online and I thought, oh, Lord, he's going to get so much flack for doing this again and again and again. And those fans are behind him and just so... thank you. Thank you.
I mean, what kind of awful fan would bitch about this?
Yeah, it is the internet.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Damn him. Him and his Parkinson's.
Yeah, I'm done with this.
I need to hear Mr. Crowley.
Yeah. I guess that's nice. I'm glad that people were reasonable. You know, it's like to actually thank them for being regular, decent human beings is like, okay, I guess this is what we have to do.
And don't you think if you're buying tickets to go see Ozzy Osbourne that there's a risk that the show might not happen?
Well, it's like anybody that's like in his department. If these guys are like in their late 60s of any band you want to go see or hire, you got to think that, you know, maybe they're going to have to cancel.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it. I would only buy it through an actual, you know, the Ticketmasters or the Live Nation so I know I could get a refund.
Oh, good call.
You know what I mean? Like, I would definitely not buy that from a scalper or some like secondary market person that's like, oh, yeah, well, at your SOL. You know,
yeah, sorry about that, buddy.
Get the money back.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, somebody's talking about wearing the headphones for your kids at concerts. He said, I brought my 2-year-old daughter to see Motley Crue and Alice Cooper. She wore those child gun range ear protections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. When I see that, it's like, okay. But I've seen, you know, people bring their kids without it, and you're just like, what are you, like, little baby, like, what are you doing? You're wrecking their ears.
Yeah. But that, how cool is that? You could say, I saw Motley Crue. I was 2 years old.
They're not going to remember, but no. It's so cool.
You better get videos just to prove it to them.
And the problem is that I hope it's relevant by the time the 2-year-old is old enough to know what's up. Or to care. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know how long ago that was. But if it was like today, we don't know how relevant that's going to be.
It'll take a while, I think, for them to appreciate that they got to see, you know, Motley Crue.
It's like, how many bands would you say are like that? That, you know, when somebody is like 2 now, and then, you know, 20 years from now, they'll say that I'm happy to have seen that band. You know what I mean? The longevity of a certain bands, like Motley Crue's one of them, no doubt about it. You know, maybe Foo Fighters, because, I mean, aren't they 25?
25-year-old. You want to feel old. That's kind of nuts that they're about to do their 25-year anniversary
25
tour.
Foo Fighters. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And I love that they're going in a van and touring, like, some small towns.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to do, like, a little van tour where they're just, like, going back to their roots.
How long will they get sick of that?
That's why it's a short tour, I'd imagine.
Because, it's I get the romanticism of like going back to how it used to be. But you remember, Steve, you did it. Traveling in a van to do a concert tour sucks.
Well, yeah, in your 20s, it's tolerable. When you're in your 40s or 50s and your back hurts, I can't imagine you're going to want to be stuck in a van all day.
It's got to be a nice van. I want to see the van that Dave's going to be traveling in. It's got to be like nowhere near the kind of van you had to travel in.
Yeah, it probably has like wings and it's actually just a plane that says van on it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yesterday, Steve, he got these questions right.
In 2018, John Travolta played which New York mobster on screen?
Oh, John Gotti.
Yes.
Terrible movie.
What decade did Dolly Parton have her debut album, Hello, I'm Dolly?
And that's saying a lot for me to say a movie's terrible, but that was a terrible movie. I'm going to say the 1950s.
No.
1960s.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Steve really doesn't like movies the way normal people like movies. So when he says something is terrible, oh, my God.
Have you seen it?
No, because I heard a long time ago that it was a horrible movie and I wasn't going to waste my eyes on it.
I kind of want you to see it.
I don't want to see a terrible movie. Why would I want to see a movie?
Clockwork Orange style, everyone. Just prop those eyeballs open.
I'm not going to do it, my brother. I'm not going to do it. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I figure out who my creditors are?
People, a lot of times, have had a long time of not having good credit and having collections, and so they're concerned that you may be concerned that you won't be able to find all your creditors if you file bankruptcy. How will I know which collection agency has my credit card bill from 10 years ago now? And that's something that's hard to keep track of because credit collection agencies transfer your debts all over the place. But we will pull all your credit bureaus, and by getting all three of your credit bureaus, we'll be able to tell who has your credit and debt now, which collection agencies have had it in the past, and we'll make sure that we file all your creditors when we file your bankruptcy so that nothing slips through the cracks.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.